Phil Humans, The Lawless State, Whoa, by Carl Hess. This is a book I'm reading, Anti-Politics. It's a bunch of essays on libertarianism and I guess you could say anarchism in government. This is like the final awakening, the final boss mode, God level for me. It's the realization that governments is based on, all governments are based on coercion and violence. They are therefore inherently immoral, wrong, and contrary to nature. This is why they always go through boom and bust cycles. We get peak centralization, peak government globalism, and all the craziness of really the last 50 years, I would say. And it's showing how crazy it is in 2020, 2021, in the clown world we live in, because what that means is they're losing power. The internet is decentralizing information and communication and their power as a result, just like the printing press removed power from the Catholic Church. That's exactly what the internet has done. And now Bitcoin, which may be more important than the internet, but it had to happen after the internet. So they're both integral to this. Bitcoin is now demonetizing their money and it's removing their monopoly on their money, which is really how they keep their monopoly on violence and control and everything else. That's why for me, I'm optimistic about the future. And I believe we'll have probably a bloodless revolution, but it is going to get more kooky in this world as they clamp down more. And what I'm realizing with my content and my brand and everything that I'm trying to do in this world, I do have to spend time talking about governments and the brokenness that is the status quo and society we live in, because that's kind of the entry point to opening up and seeing other paths and then engaging in other agora-style counter-economies and black markets and white markets and all the things that Konkin, who wrote the new Libertarian Manifesto, promoted, because he did not believe that any party that is playing the game of politics the way it is can ever change the system from within. And I completely agree with him. The system has changed only through technology and through humans basically deciding that they're going to go a different route and demanding freedom and demanding sovereignty and demanding whatever they need to demand that is counter to what the status quo is trying to place upon the masses. This is a very, very good article. And it's a reminder that all politics is a waste of time. It is. Let's talk about it. In the land we like to think of as the most free on earth, government reaches into every level of our lives. It controls and it coerces. It bullies and it brags. It browbeats and it blusters. It grows and it grows, feeding without restraint on the energy, the talents, the hopes, the fears, and the futures of the people. Endless arguing about or even rigorous voting for better government has not altered and cannot alter the fact that it is the nature of government, the state itself, that has shown itself in such a dark light. For it is the nature of the state and of government, as it has developed, to do all of the things that is now is doing, regardless of which partisans, which technicians operate it at any given point. After each American election, there are the weeks and months of elation in which partisans euphorically tell one another that the problems are going to be solved by the good and the strong and the wise men about to take office. The losers, meantime, just say as flatly that the world is going to hell in a bread basket. And very little changes. In terms of actual change, as a matter of fact, there hasn't been an election in the United States since its inception that has driven the country solidly onto a course towards less government and more liberty. That's a very important point. I've been saying this for a while. Every election, every time a new person comes in, actually increases the size and scope and power of the government, because that's what politicians do. They come in and they say, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. And they write laws and they do things and they create more invasive whatever into other people's lives and into industries, et cetera. And then they almost never, and I mean literally almost never, remove laws or restrictions or regulations. It's just about adding. And it's become a Frankenstein. Each rather has driven the country toward more government and less liberty. Parties and promises notwithstanding, this is the way it is. To not recognize that one overpowering fact is to let the meaning of the entire political history of our time utterly escape you. The nature of the state, the growth of government, has been unchanged by politicians. Only the politicians themselves have changed. Too many Americans for too long have been diverted by the changes of faces and factions. They have permitted their attention to be diverted from the unchanging problem of government itself. To the extent that they continue to be so diverted, government has a free hand to continue its development towards despotism. Particularly now, with one more election and with one more chorus of payans and plants. I don't know what that is, actually. I need to look that up. Let's see. Payans, spelled P-A-E-A-N-S, is, where's the dictionary here? A song or praise or triumph. Interesting. And then plaints. Let's see what plaints is. An accusation or a charge. One more magical lantern display of changing images in an unchanging show. Those who profess an interest in liberty need to turn away from the illusions and shadows and look at the actual and concrete facts of government here and around the world. What he's saying here is that government itself only leads to more government. Politicians only lead to more government. The entire political spectacle is nothing but a show. It's actually like modern wrestling. It's a form of politics where these actors go up on a stage and they use, eloquent speeches and propaganda, and they appeal to your base inner primal desire to blame somebody else and your tribalism and this versus that, left versus right, black versus white, you know, poor versus rich, rich versus poor, whatever. It's always somebody versus somebody else because that's what politicians have figured out gets them votes and attention. You appeal to the masses. You appeal to their lowest common intellect and their inability to think for themselves, their inability to understand that they're being played a fool. As I believe Mark Twain said, it's easier to fool a man than it is to convince him that he's been fooled. And that is because of the consistent bias of the human mind. I don't really know what I want you to do with this information today. I always want you to think about it. I always want you to be a little bit more aware. The next time you find yourself getting into a political argument with a left or a right or this or that, or about one politician or the other, realize that on this short period of time you have on Earth, you're actually reinforcing the broken system. You're contributing to it and you're doing nothing to alleviate it or to build something else. It's also just not a good use of your time. It's likely making you less trusting of your neighbor, less compassionate, more sensationalist, tribalistic, xenophobic, all the things that we know social media does, especially politics in social media. So stop playing the game. Better Humans about opting out. You can literally today opt out of the medical cartel and all their propaganda. You can opt out of government as much as possible. Don't take their handouts. Build your own ways of life. You can opt out of their mainstream media. You can create things and build things and operate in markets that aren't white labeled markets or white markets, as they're saying, because they're not regulated. Every time you hire a babysitter and give her cash, you're actually engaging in a black market, or I guess you could probably call it a gray market. When you pay that kid $20 to mow your lawn, you're operating in a gray market. Konkin believed that this is the only actual way to starve government of its power, is you have to continually remove yourself from their economic systems, from their highly regulated, taxed, etc., and do things outside of it. That's exactly what you should do. And you should do it in your own way, with your own research, and with your own risk, because if you are breaking the law, there's risk that comes with that. So you should know what you're doing, and you should know if it's worth it. Some things are obviously more risky than others. If you're going to start selling drugs, like, you're going to come with that a lot of risk. If you're going to pay the kid to mow your lawn $20, you know, not much risk there, actually. All of it you should explore. This is what I recommend. This is what I want for you. I want your brain to continually remove yourself from the entire political paradigm of thought. I don't want you to think about politics. I don't want you to engage. I don't want you to argue about it. Just remove yourself. You need to literally float above it. Don't lower yourself to that level. As my dad used to say, don't lower yourself to the level. That's what all politics is. All politics is lowering yourself to a game that is corrupt, that's rigged, and that is based on violence, coercion, rape, and pillage. It's actually pretty disgusting that they've been able to convince the masses that government is just normal and needed and necessary, and it's not. And I don't even fault the people in government. I think most of them believe they're doing good. But the system itself is rotten. And when you have a rotten system, you have people that come in and they tend to become rotten as well. Then you have the overriding principle of all of it, that is, every human will do things to benefit him or herself, which is the problem with government. That was the problem with money. Money is always at risk of being manipulated by man and woman, period. That's the problem with money. That's why money is now fiat and now broken. Okay? Bitcoin solves that, which is why I think it's going to be the revolution of humanity, because we've finally been able to separate humanity from money. The next form is going to be government. And that's going to happen as we decentralize, we remove ourselves from so much of the corrupt, broken nonsense that they're trying to basically force down our throats with propaganda. We see it every day, right? And we're going to operate in our own way of life, right? So here's the thing. I'm not a criminal. I don't break the law and I pay my taxes. I don't like paying my taxes, but I do. I don't buy their food. I rarely eat at restaurants. I buy from small local farmers, farmers markets, etc. I know my farmers in some cases. I do use Amazon because it's super convenient and I have limited time on this earth, so I use it for that purpose. I sometimes go to the movies. I sometimes fly, although I haven't done that in 2 years and it doesn't look like I'm going to be doing that anytime soon, to be honest. I engage with the society that I live in strategically and honestly not that often, right? I drive on the streets, I stop at the stoplight, though I'm actually becoming less prone to do that. I'm more prone to being at the point in my life where I don't care. I will run a light, I'll break speeding limit laws. Literally, I don't care. Now, I'm not necessarily saying that's a good thing because when you speed, there are risks of getting into an accident and blah, blah, blah. So, you know, understand what you're doing here. I'm not recommending this. Everybody should probably drive slower anyways, but I got places to be. I got things to do. And generally, driving is a waste of life. It just is what it is, unfortunately. But my point is, our family has opted out. We're not part of their medical system. We're not taking their drugs. You know, that word that you know, our kids aren't either. And we have complete autonomy over our lives, our finances. I mean, even money. Like, I'm not just a corporate slave that now has to, because my company's big, apply to some unconstitutional mandate, right? I don't have that as a risk at all because I'm my own boss. I work for myself. I want to see that more happen. I want to see more people become entrepreneurs and opt out of the system and engage in counter economies. That's what Better Human is about. And every day I get a little bit closer to that end. And I believe the free market and entrepreneurship is the path towards building the closest thing to utopia we can on planet Earth. Government is not needed. It is the water we are born into. And if we don't question the water, we don't even see it's there. I recommend you start realizing what the water is you're swimming in. And then eject yourself from that bowl of water and go into a bowl of water of your own design, making clearness of water. I don't really know where this analogy is going, but you know what I mean. And then get on the Better Human newsletter every other day, jam-packed. I think you'll get massive value out of it. It's where you also get all these podcasts and shows and other articles and other value, just value bombs, basically. And then subscribe, like, and share. I appreciate that. And I'll see you in the next one.